The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations. Here on Jukasa Radio, Josh and Carla with you this week. Tara's off being a parent. A chaperone.
A parent.
No, she says she's chaperoning something.
Yeah?
I think that's what you... That's
like a trip?
I don't know. Some of the parents do, is it not?
Yeah.
Did your parents ever chaperone like a trip?
No.
Like a field trip?
They didn't.
I'm trying to think back of my mom. If my mom ever did. I do remember my grandma chaperoning me once.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I don't think I wanted my parents to.
So, can I... Before we actually start the show, I'm going to tell you a weird story.
Okay.
So, when I was in grade three, I had my grade three teacher. His name was Mr. Batts.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, B-A-A-T-Z.
Oh.
And this is so weird. We were at my grandma's house one day, and she asked me about school. And I was talking to her. I was like, oh, it's great. My teacher's great. He's a great guy. Da-da-da. His name is Mr. Batts. And she's like, oh, I knew a guy named Mr. Batts. But we call him, his last name was Botts. B-A-A-T-Z.
Okay.
And we're like, oh, that's the same as his,
yours,
his
yeah.
name. And she's like, oh. She's like, did he look like this guy? And she showed me a picture.
She has a picture of him just up out of nowhere?
She went through an album. She had an album and she showed me this picture. She's like, is it this guy? My mom's like, yeah, that's him. She's like, how do you know him? She's like, oh, he was my date to prom.
No way.
Yeah. So we like parent trapped her. She chaperoned one of my trips and he was there.
That's awesome.
And they saw each other and it was very sweet. They hugged.
They did?
It was very sweet. And they like talked the whole time.
Did anything happen after?
Well, no, he was married. She was married.
Oh.
But it was.
You guys try to parent trap married people?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Well, you know, when you're a kid and Parent Trap has just come out, or It Takes Two with the Olsen twins, which is essentially the same movie. We felt the need to do it. So yeah, my grade three teacher at one time dated my grandmother.
That's hilarious.
And we had no idea until one random day.
Did he give you like straight A's or?
Definitely. I was not a straight A student by any stretch of the imagination. I was like a decent student.
Right.
The one thing he did, and I'll never forget this for the rest of my life. His spelling tests every week were themed.
Ooh, I forgot about spelling tests.
Yeah, spelling tests, right? It was serious. And he was very competitive about spelling tests. If you got perfect grade, you would get your spelling test pinned to the wall and you get a chocolate bar.
Ooh.
So, like, it was serious business. Like, you want to be on the board.
You want that chocolate.
You want that chocolate bar. It wasn't no, like, child-sized chocolate bar. It was a full-grown chocolate bar. And you're in grade three. You're like, oof,
yeah.
I'm rich after that. But he pinned it to the board, and every week the spelling test would be themed.
That's cool.
So one week it was shapes. Mm-hmm. No, circle, square,
triangle,
rectangle, triangle. But then he threw two curveballs.
Octagon?
Nope. Worse than that. So we're in grade three. So what would that make us? Like 7, 8 years old? Parallelogram.
Oh, that's a hard one.
And quadrilateral.
A hard one too.
When you're in grade three, that is a tough thing to spell. I got perfect on that spelling.
You did.
I did. I just memorized how they were spelled.
You remember what chocolate you got?
I think it was a Mr. Big. if I
those
recall, they are pretty good. My grade eight teacher also gave us chocolate bars for perfect spelling tests.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of bribery in grade school.
For us, we just got a sticker on our test or something.
Just like a good job sticker?
Yeah, it wasn't anything like chocolate.
Yeah, you didn't get anything too elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
No, our teachers were always bribing us with stuff. It was very bizarre. That's why
it
we
worked.
Did, that's why I guess we did so well. All right. Well, that was completely not on topic, totally off brand.
It was.
But I felt the need to tell you that story.
It's a good story.
Thank you. What are we about to do now?
The scuttlebutt.
The scuttlebutt.
So I've been tossing and turning about how I want to approach this.
And I have no clue what your topic is.
I have two that I've read this week. I don't know which one I want
you
to talk about.
You could do two because Tara's not here.
This is true. So. All right, I'm going to do the easy one, which will then launch into yours.
All right.
Okay? Mike, the situation, Sorrentino's out of prison.
He is.
He's been doing the interviews, the media rounds. Okay? One of his interviews was with Snooki. I don't know why.
Yeah, I guess they have a podcast of some sort.
Her
now.
And Joey have like a podcast. Okay, her and her friend Joey.
Yeah, and her and him are doing other interviews about the show.
So Mike, you know, talks about prison, how he's lost 40 pounds since being in prison. But she asked him about Billy McFarlane.
Oh, she did?
Yes, who, if you guys don't remember,
because he said that he was best friends with him in jail.
Well, Billy said that he was friends with the situation in jail. Now, situation has a different story. So Billy McFarlane is the Firefest guy.
Yeah.
He planned Firefest. He scammed people out of millions and millions of dollars. He went to jail. So they asked about Billy McFarlane. This is what he said. He said, people would constantly try and smuggle stuff in. That's actually, I think, one of the reasons, what's his name, the guy from the Netflix show, referring to Billy McFarlane. He supposedly smuggled in some sort of recording device and was caught with it. They said he was trying to record high-profile inmates, and then they threw him into another jail.
No way.
They actually sentenced him to, or they sent him to a worse jail than the one they were in because he was trying to record high-profile celebrities, and I'm assuming sell those recordings to someone else. So even in jail, this guy is trying every which way possible to scam someone.
That's crazy, though, because how do you think someone's not going to notice you, like, out with a recorder and trying to get footage of somebody? Like, you have to be around people to do that.
Exactly.
They're going to see you.
And like we heard before, Billy McFarlane was making the claim that him and Mike were friends in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Mike says, I would see him in passing. He was very quiet. He was reserved. He would say hi, but he wasn't in my group of friends. I played against him in basketball and softball, maybe. But then he was thrown out of the prison. So things are not going well for Billy McFarlane.
They're definitely not.
It's kind of amazing. Like, if you watch the Firefest documentary, either of them, really.
Yeah, I watched both.
Because, like, one is based on the marketing team that put it together. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that made it. And then the other one, they actually interview Billy McFarlane, but he just lies the whole time because he's a professional liar. The crazy things he did, the Firefest thing was probably a good idea at the time, but I think he just got
it. It's a good idea. It was just the way that it was executed.
It just got in over his head. But like the fact that he's still trying to scam people. And trying to manipulate people, blackmail maybe, who knows, in prison is amazing. And not amazing, but like it's a crazy story.
I feel like a lot of people, after they make a mistake, they don't learn from it. They just continue making more mistakes.
Yeah, well, if you don't learn from your mistake, like, you know, shame on me, shame on you, that whole business. Like, it's he'd gotten in trouble before for stuff.
Yeah.
But not as much trouble. This was like monumental trouble. And then it's like, oh, I'm in prison for being a liar.
He's probably coming from a side of desperation because if he gets out of jail, he's not going to have any money.
Oh, and he's got no credibility, right?
Like, and people are going to come after him for money.
For sure, because he owes.
So he's just looking for ways to
owe so many
to
people.
Make money.
You know what? He can go on Cameo. You know what I mean? I'm sure.
Who's going to want a shout out from him?
Because they probably, because it'd be funny.
I don't know. I don't
like
think
50
so.
Bucks, like for some, like if like you pulled it all together, like, yo, let's send this guy $50 and it'd be hilarious.
I wouldn't.
I know you wouldn't, but like there are some people out there that might think that's funny.
Yeah.
All right. What is yours?
Okay. So mine is also about Jersey Shore. It stems from that. So basically, today it was reported that JWoww is officially broken up with her boyfriend, known as 24. His real name, though, is Zach. This is after the latest episode of Jersey Shore Family Vacation aired last night. It was revealed that he got handsy with Angelina in Vegas. So what happened was this episode was actually shot 5 months ago, but it didn't air until last night. So in the footage, you see them all at the club in Vegas. The whole cast is there. And well, most of them. And JWoww, she drank a little bit too much, so she actually fell asleep on 24, like next to his lap in the club.
Mm-hmm.
And then Angelina was sitting beside him, and he went and put his hands around her waist. And then his hand then went from her waist to her bum, and he was grabbing it. And Angelina was just kind of like, what's going on? And you see Vinny and some of the other castmates looking like side-eye, like they can see what's going on. And then all of a sudden, 24 puts like his hand on her legs, and she gets up, and she starts to walk out. And then JWoww randomly woke up. So then they decided to leave. They were all like, okay, let's get out of here. Let's go to bed. And then the episode finishes by you seeing the preview for next week's episode. So in that preview for next week's episode, it shows JWoww coming at Angelina. And Angelina's trying to tell JWoww the truth, but JWoww's spinning it on her to make Angelina look like she's the one in the wrong and that she did something. So after this footage aired, JWoww was like, wow, in the past 5 months, I've been in the dark about this whole situation, not really knowing exactly what happened. Now I see it all come to light, but she's still blaming both parties. She broke up with her boyfriend. She's still blaming Angelina, though, as well. So I don't know. I feel like she definitely should be more mad at her now ex-boyfriend than Angelina, because she didn't do anything.
So what's problematic about all this, and this is kind of the culture we've been in now because of reality television, is the people at Jersey Shore, the people that make this show, recorded all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they can see that there's a lot of tension based on uncertainty. You know, one person saying one thing, one person saying another thing. All in the meantime, the people who are producing this show have the footage.
They know everything.
They have the footage to prove what's right and what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And no one stepped in
to say anything.
And
they do this all the time.
And what's hurtful is that a lot of these people, I'm sure for, you know, Jenny and stuff like that, what's hurtful for them is that these people who have made this show have been in their lives for 10 years.
Yeah.
They're not just
producers,
the cameraman. They're not just the cameraman. They're not just the producers.
They
know them. Mm-hmm. They have some form or fashion of relationship with them. So if I'm Jenny and I am for the last 5 months,
could you imagine 5 months knowing what in the world
been
happened
with this guy who in some form or fashion has cheated on me?
Yeah,
I've been in fights.
I'd consider that
with
cheating.
One of my roommates. I mean, in screaming matches, which have been all recorded.
Oh, yeah, because she's not just confronting Angelina. Yeah. She's yelling at her and coming at her.
Yeah.
In ways.
As all this is happening, the people of MTV, the people that make Jersey Shore,
they're just there filming.
Are just sitting there filming and being like, we could stop this.
I'm surprised it's like that, though, because Jersey Shore, it's on MTV. For Teen Mom on MTV, now, it didn't used to be like this, but now the producers do show up on screen. You see them and they talk to all of the teen moms that are on the show. And you see them, like, kind of how they vibe together, and the producers step in when is needed. But you don't see that in Jersey Shore. So,
like, I just don't know how you can watch the next two episodes of Family Vacation and feel okay with what you're watching.
Yeah.
Knowing that this could have
these people
all been prevented.
All knew what actually happened. They could have even just shown you the footage.
Like, you obviously, let's just say, like, Angelina says to Jenny, yo, this is what happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jenny talks to her boyfriend. Dude goes, nope, that's not what happened. This is what actually happened.
Yeah.
If you're the people running this show, it's like, this is someone's relationship.
Do we just let it slide?
This is someone's relationship. This woman is bringing a man into her son's life, into her daughter's life. This is after her husband Roger and her get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
He's a young guy. He's 24. Like that's his name. He's 24 years old. Like, you have to be like, okay, for the betterment of this person rather than the betterment of our television. Because you know what would have been better TV if they would have been in the confession room and a producer would have been like, Jenny, you need to see this.
Yeah.
That would have been better television.
They could have done that. They've done that in their – MTV's done that in other shows.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, too, it affects Jenny's life, but it also affected Angelina because she's engaged and JWoww turned it on her.
Yeah.
And I think it might have been 24 saying that, like, Angelina try to kiss him or something, because you see it in the preview, JWoww coming at Angelina being like, you try to kiss him. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what the hell? Like, you're going to ruin my engagement right now. Like, my fiance is going to think that we kiss when I'm trying to tell you I didn't do anything.
Yeah. It's the bad part about reality TV is just trying to cook up some type of story. It's just these poor people.
And I think it just comes back around to the whole, I feel like a lot of the times women blame other women before they blame the guy.
Yeah. They put it in movies. They put it on television. You know, how many times have you heard the story, seen the story, watched the story of something happens to woman, woman tells other woman, other woman's like, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's like.
Or he manipulates a situation make it seem like it was the girl's fault.
It was the girl's fault. I would never do that. She's the bad one. Go point fingers at her. It's so bad.
You know what?
So
she
bad.
Shouldn't be dating 24 anyways. He just seems creepy. Like, from
does seem
the
creepy.
First time that he was on the episode, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. He's got
a Jersey
dumb face.
Short, I saw him, and I just got a vibe that it wasn't right. He just seemed really
dumb
creepy.
Dumb face.
Yeah.
Don't like his face. All right. The last thing is The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
Will
Can't
Smith
wait.
is apparently developing a spin-off series of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We've heard about this before. You know, Alfonso Ribeiro has brought it up before. DJ Jazzy Jeff has brought it up before, where it's like, oh yeah, we're always talking about it. But it feels like it's now going to happen.
I hope so.
You know, the world is Will Smith's oyster right now.
He can do anything. He owns production companies.
He produces and makes this show.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to just pitch it to NBC, Fox, CBS. He's got Hulu. He's got Apple. He's got Netflix. He's got Disney. He's got the Peacock Network streaming service. Like, you can, before it was, you only had like 4 main cable stations, mm-hmm. and then you had maybe like 6 other channels you can throw to.
Now you have options.
You can put this thing on YouTube. Like, there is so many options for Will Smith to get this out. It seems like it's now the perfect opportunity to do something like this, because you can get so many eyes on it.
Yeah.
What is your best case scenario for this show, and what is the worst case scenario for this show?
Okay, my best case is that the OG cast comes back.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be like one of those Boy Meets World, you know how the Boy Meets Girl?
Girl Meets World.
Whatever, yeah. Sequel to that. It was more focused on the new kids, you know, and I didn't like it. It was more of like an elementary school version of the show, like for
Disney.
Which
also took place in elementary school.
Yeah, but the other one was just better. Like,
yeah,
the OG
better.
One was better.
It was better.
I just wanted to be a lot more like the original Fresh Prince than for it to be like this whole new show focused on maybe like Will's kids and Carlton's kids.
So you'd rather it be like a traditional, like sequel rather than a spinoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Worst case scenario is they kind of cobble a show together. Like, they can get some people back.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like...
We need Carlton.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, he's in. They're best friends.
Yeah.
Carlton, he's definitely in. But like...
Like, Ashley.
Ashley, Hillary, are you going to be able to... You know, Jeffrey. Unfortunately,
okay.
Uncle Phil's gone.
I know, that sucks.
You know, which mom do you bring in? Because they swap mm-hmm. those out towards the end. Like, there was, you know, the one lady played Vivian, and then, like, after 5.5 seasons, a different lady played Vivian. So that was super confusing.
I think they should keep the same theme song.
Well, yeah, you can't change the theme song. Like, best case scenario, though, is, like, everyone's back. I feel like this is what you have to do. They are going to demolish the house. Because remember, they sold the house at the end. So they get word that the house is being demolished. And they all meet there.
Ooh, maybe they try to save it.
And no, maybe not even trying to save it, but that's how you get them back together.
Right.
And then they all are trying to catch up, trying to figure life out. Or maybe it's like, you know, they celebrate Uncle Phil's, you know, death, like after like a 5-year anniversary.
Like memorial
situation. They all get together. That's how you kick it off. Like, I feel like there's no way that they're all still a very tight, cohesive unit when the show comes back on. If it does come back on. I think there has to be threads of like issues, you know, Will and Carlton being the big one. Like, there has to be a conflict between the two of them.
True.
To kind of bring it all back together. Also, you can only do it for like 2 or 3 seasons and then you're out.
Yeah, you can't have like
you can't do
a
it.
6 season
No,
thing.
No, you're in and you're out. You can't draw it out too long. That's why Fuller House is perfect.
Well, Fuller House is going to be done now.
It's going
right?
to be done
yeah.
at the end of the year.
I didn't even watch Fuller House.
It's so enjoyable.
Yeah.
If you liked the show,
what did
Fuller
they
House.
Do? Did they? They had it's, the original cast.
It's everybody except for Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen
mm-hmm.
because there's no way it's happening. But they added new people, and you know.
But it works.
Some people are married. Some people, you know, are widowed. Some people haven't been married yet.
Yeah.
And they're all living in the house together. And the reason they're living in the house together kind of makes sense because it's the same thing that they did for Full House. It's literally beat for beat the same kind of situation that they put themselves in. But like they did like small increments, right?
Yeah.
So Netflix did it in like halves. So one half of the season would come out. Then there'd be a long break. Another half of the season would come out, long break. And then it's going to end, and it's going to be a lot. Like, I think you're going to get 3 seasons, maybe like 50 episodes.
That's good.
You're good to go. Perfect. I loved it. And I can't wait to watch the end of it. Coming up, we're going to talk about the dating game.
Yeah.
There are some wonderful places.
I don't know who comes up. I should come up with a dating
Yeah,
app
I think you can definitely come. There are wonderful places on the internet you can find your special someone, and we'll tell you all about it. You're listening to Hello Friday here on Jukasa Radio.
Yo, from BK to 6ix9ine, this is Emmanuel Lewis, repping 6ix9ine, Jukasa Radio, and that's what's up.
It's the dating game.
It is the dating game here on Jukasa Radio, and Hello Friday is where we look at the newest or oldest of the great dating apps that are available to you. You can find that special someone in almost any kind of category.
You really can.
So what do we got?
I have to say, I'm really glad I don't have to go on these dates anymore.
Yeah, right?
They were exhausting.
Well, you know, don't say anymore. That's kind of...
Okay, for now.
You're jumping a little ahead.
All right, okay. So the first one is called Settle for Love. And this is basically when you've given up and you're just like, you know what? Let me just settle here.
Did you ever have like a marriage pact with a friend?
Yeah,
yeah,
I did.
Me too. Like I said, if I wasn't married by 30...
Mine was 40. I think 40 or 50. I can't
yeah,
remember.
See, I felt I had less faith in myself. Where I was like... If I don't get married by 30, it's over.
Right.
I'm gonna be a mess by 30, which is pretty spot on.
I think everybody does that, right?
Yeah.
With a friend.
Absolutely.
It could be as a joke. It doesn't have to be serious.
I made that pact when I was 16. You think that, like, come on.
Yeah, mine was a few years ago. Maybe.
Really?
No, I made think that, I was like 20 when I did
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I made that a few years ago was not 20. Okay, a few years ago was like 24, 23. Like, you're 27 now?
No one needs to know that.
So a few years ago, it's not 7.
But okay, so the description for this app, it says, Settle for Love is a website made for people who are willing to embrace imperfection and just settle down already. The site promotes honesty and encourages singles to expose their flaws. I don't know. I don't like the word settle.
Neither do I.
I really don't.
Shoot your shot. All right. Never settle. If you feel like you're lost in love, just hold out. All right.
To me, settling, it sounds like you're lowering your standards. And
yeah, absolutely.
You shouldn't do that. It's okay to have. Okay. Maybe.
Yeah.
Depending on how high your standards are. I always I remember listening to a podcast and they said that when you're looking at dating, you could treat it as if you were maybe like looking for a house when you see something online that you want to buy, like, you know how you have all those filters.
Yeah.
When you're looking at like an Airbnb site, you have all those filters. Just take off some of the filters. Like, you don't need to have that thing. Doesn't need to have everything.
Yeah. No, because it's impossible, right? You have to settle, but like not to a crazy amount.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Have you friends, family, people off, you know, in the distance, and you're like, oof, they definitely settled.
Actually, I don't really think I know anyone who has.
Oh, I definitely have.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. I'm going to spill the tea right now.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to spill
Let's
it.
Hear this.
I have this.
Are they listening?
I don't care. You know I don't give a crap. I have this friend, okay? Mm-hmm. Good-looking guy. A little on the petite side.
Okay.
All right. So finding women can be difficult because most are same size, if not bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And most women prefer to be with men that are bigger than they are.
You mean like taller?
Yeah. Like,
okay.
He's a short guy.
Yeah.
Right? We're talking like 5'5".
I feel like nowadays,
five, four.
More girls are into, like, okay. They don't care about height.
But let's just say that.
Yeah.
Where we come from, height was a thing that would come up. And I remember talking to him one time and being like, man, why don't you get more dates? Like, I feel like you should be out there. He's like, honestly, it's hard because, like, I have a hard time talking to women.
Aww.
I need them to come to me. I can't talk to them. And that, forget, you add the height problem and the fact that he won't approach women.
Yeah,
like you've backed yourself into a corner.
Mm-hmm.
So he ends up marrying, in my opinion, this is my opinion solely and the opinion of like 10 to 15 other people.
Okay.
That he settled for the first girl
that said, yes, I'll go on a date with you.
No,
or
that approached him aggressively.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Like, would initiate and
yeah,
all that.
It's not a good match.
No?
It's not.
Does she walk all over him?
She doesn't let this guy do anything.
Oh, I know the one you're talking
if
about.
If he wants to hang out with us, he has to wait till she goes to bed.
Wow.
And then leaves the house.
No, that's not cool.
It's not cool. It is not cool at all. And like, he's totally like clung onto her family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just does everything with her family, forgets about his family, his friends. Like,
that sucks.
His best man didn't even plan his bachelor party. They had a side bachelor party without the best man because it was the rest of the groomsmen were all of her family.
Oh,
geez. Oh, yeah. But like, he settled.
Yeah. I mean, don't let people tell you what to do.
God, it was brutal.
They're not your parents. They're your partners.
What's the next one?
Okay. The next one on the list is called Juggalove.
What? Whoa. Wait, what?
What do you think it's about?
I don't want to say.
No, it's about Juggalos.
Like the clowns?
Yeah, people who paint their faces. They go to the Juggalo shows. Well, you can now find your partner Juggalo for life on Juggalove. Okay, this is what it says. Juggalove currently has almost 3,000 members, but only 684 of them are Juggalettes, so are women. So this is definitely a website to come to if you're looking to meet a man, because there are more of them on here.
Well, yeah, so there's 2,300 dudes and 600 women.
You can share makeup, go to concerts, share makeup, go to some more concerts. That's what it says. That would creep me out.
You
why is this even a thing?
Like, the Insane Clown Posse were Juggalos.
Yeah.
From what I recall.
Yeah, they are.
So, like, would I want to date someone that looked like someone from the Insane Clown Posse? Mm-hmm. No.
I guess some people would.
What's more,
people do go to the show.
What's more uplifting is that of 3,000, only 600 of them are chicks. Because, like, if it was, like, half and half, I'm like, oof.
I just want to know, where do you decide to wear your Juggalo makeup to? Like, that's do you true. Wear it on a daily basis, 24/7?
No.
Or do you just wear it when you go to specific Juggalo events?
Like, is it a lifestyle or is it a hobby? That's what you have to consider.
Wow.
Well, those are two terrifying dating apps. So glad we don't have to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Coming up, it's Fishbowl Fridays, but right now, your 2-0 Times News Update.
Chukasa Radio, 93.5. All the hits, all the best hip-hop and R&B.
Fishbowl Fridays. Do-do-do-do-do. Nailed it.
I really don't know why we don't just record it. That way we don't have to sing it every week.
Well, or we can just sing it every week. Like,
true.
Who really cares?
You did just kill it right there.
I crushed it. I don't know what you're saying. I crushed it. All right. You go first.
Okay. We have a fishbowl with random questions we're going to answer.
There you go.
Shake it up. Okay. The first question is, if you could live anywhere, where would it be?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a really bad answer.
Okay. Florida. Is it Hamilton?
Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Of course it's Florida.
I love Florida.
Of course.
Florida is my favorite place on the planet.
I would say, this is hard. I would live so many places. Maybe New York City or California.
LA. Of course. You'd pick like the two metropolitan cities.
Yeah.
They're metropolises. Like, they're huge.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. I couldn't live in California. Earthquakes. Forest fires.
Forest fires.
Not interesting.
We have them here, though, too. In Canada.
What part?
In Canada.
Which one of the two?
In BC.
Did I say that happens here?
Neither.
Like, it happens right here, where we are right now.
Wait, what?
We don't get earthquakes.
No, not right here.
And we don't get forest fires.
Mm-mm.
So we're fine.
Yeah.
What happens out there, can't do anything about that. But yeah, no, can't do L.A. Definitely couldn't do New York. New York scares me.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
I feel like New York would give me a lot of anxiety.
There's a lot of people
Yeah, it's everywhere. Too much commotion. Have you ever had a surprise party?
I have. My mom threw me it.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, my mom threw me it. I turned, was it 18 or 19? And I just got home from work.
Yeah.
And all my friends were there. I had no idea. I don't even know how she contacted all my friends. Because it wasn't like Instagram, yeah. And I don't think she had Facebook back then either.
She has this thick book of phone numbers.
Yeah.
She rang them all up and go, hello, come to Carla's birthday.
Yeah, that's exactly what my mom sounds like.
Nailed it.
And she doesn't have an accent, but
are you sure?
She really doesn't.
Is she from Portugal?
She is, but she doesn't. I don't know how.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this.
Out of all my cousins, my mom is the only one you can't even tell.
I'm going to tell you this, okay? Europeans are blind. Mm-hmm. Not blind, because that's the wrong. They're deaf to the idea of their parents having accents.
No. She
no.
actually doesn't, though. I will call her right now.
How long did she live in Portugal for?
Oh, like 25 years of her life.
No, she's got an accent.
No, she... Do you want... I can call her.
My wife and her brother, both, hand to God, do not think their parents have accents.
And they do?
Oh, yeah. They're thick and they're Italian.
I'm telling you.
No, I don't think so. But have I ever had a surprise party? I'm going to
say... Yeah, have you?
No.
You haven't?
Mostly because no one wants to throw me a party that has surprises in it.
Well, stay tuned for next year.
I think it's because I don't celebrate my birthday quite like everyone else does. Like,
you're not a big...
Everyone's 18th birthday party. No, everyone's 16th birthday party was a spectacle. Mm. Everyone's 18th birthday, you know, we went to the casino because we were legally allowed to.
Yeah.
19th birthday, you know, it's the first time you go to the first time you legally can go to the bar. I didn't do that either. 21st birthday, didn't celebrate anything. 25th birthday, didn't do much.
You should change that. You should pick a year coming up.
Okay.
So like 40.
That's in a decade.
But you should choose a year and be like, I'm going to do it big, whatever year
I should choose my 40th birthday now. It seems premature.
You can choose any of them.
I don't know what life's going to look like in 10 years.
31.
Maybe the things I love now I won't love in a decade. Because 10 years is a long time. All right, grab another question.
All right, let's see here. What's your favorite family tradition? Interesting. I'm trying to think.
I feel like you'd have more than mine.
I don't even know if we really do have any. We have the basic Christmas morning. You open gifts. We used to do it at midnight on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
we used to do it at midnight, but now we just do it Christmas morning. Family tradition. I guess we try to go to Portugal every 2 years. Is that,
a tradition? That's a tradition of some kind.
Every 2 years we try to go, and that way we can make sure that we see everybody.
So what I struggle with is that growing up we didn't have family traditions. Mm. And when I met Giovanna, we got together and then we get married and you have to start cultivating.
Yeah, now you can make some.
Now you start to make some. Honestly, it's very annoying for my mother and my grandmother, but Christmas Day, I do enjoy a lot. It's very busy.
So now you have two families.
So so even 7 years now, Christmas Eve, I spend with her family. Christmas morning, I go to my mom's. Christmas afternoon, I'm with her family. And then Christmas night, I'm back at my mom's.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of eating. It's a lot of moving around, a lot of driving.
Which isn't a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. I know it drives my mom crazy.
I feel like it's like that for a lot of people when you're in long-term relationships.
Yeah.
You got to split up your time now on holidays between other families.
And I don't mind it, but whatever. I guess I enjoy that the most. What's the craziest thing you've done in the name of love?
I've done so many things.
Yeah, I think the thing.
I went on a bus for 18-hour bus ride.
Yeah.
To find out I got cheated on.
Yeah.
When I got there.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
What else have I done?
You got that tattoo on your hand.
Oh yeah, I got a matching tattoo.
I think that one's pretty.
I think that one beats the other one.
Do you think so? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a long drive to find out bad news.
And then it is.
Craziest thing I've ever done for love. Gosh, get married?
That's a good
one. I guess.
One.
I don't know.
It's a good crazy.
It's a good crazy. Yeah, yours are bad crazy.
Yeah, they are. That's why I've toned it down a bit. I'm like, you come to me.
Yeah,
and, like, and if you don't, then it's not going
to
work
like
out.
You just really have to dial back your romance level.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know what? Last time I would normally do this, but I'm new me, new you.
But that's why I don't initiate as much now because I'd rather you show me the effort and then I'll show you mine.
Yeah. You've been,
I got to see it first.
You've been burned before. Not again.
Not again.
All right. Coming up, we got our final countdown. It is the top five things we've watched on Netflix. And it's all because...
Why did you choose it?
Al Camino comes out today on Netflix.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm watching
the
it
The Breaking
tonight.
Bad film right now. 4 out of 5s, 9 out of 10s, 90%. It's actually getting great reviews.
Jesse's back.
They say it is the thing that ties it all together perfectly. It's the love letter to fans of the show.
Do you know if Walter's in it? Because that's been the big question.
I know everything, having never seen an episode.
Okay, well, don't tell me anything.
I know, I won't.
Except for if Walter's in it.
So we'll get to that coming up next. You're listening to Hello Friday here on Jukasa Radio.
Jukasa Radio, 93.5.
5. That was the best acting I've ever seen in my whole life.
4. 3.
Just say I'm the best. Just say.
2.
You ain't first, you're last.
1.
It is the final countdown. It is where we rank our top five whatevers. This week it's inspired by
El Camino,
the Breaking Bad film.
Can we?
It dropped on Netflix today. And you know what? When we deal with situations like this, not only TV shows being turned into movies, but the fact it's not getting a worldwide release in theaters, but rather...
I'm surprised it's not.
On Netflix. It's very interesting.
People would go to the movies and see this.
Yeah. Movie. And how many times have we... TV shows turned to movies, movies turned into TV shows. They don't translate the same. You know, long format TV into 2 hour condensed or 2 hour condensed into long format.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just doesn't work. But according to the reviews, Al Camino, 95% on Rotten Tomatoes based on 42 reviews, 9 out of 10 on IGN.com,
That's
4
awesome.
Out of 5 stars on ComingSoon.com. So it's getting really great reviews. The general thought is that this is like the perfect wrap up to everything. I didn't watch Breaking Bad. I tried to.
It was good. You didn't like it?
I didn't like it. I couldn't get into it. It just wasn't for me. But I'm sure fans of the show will absolutely love this movie. But it inspired the top five for today. And it's the top five things we have watched on Netflix. And that is spanning only like a few years.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think it hasn't
been around long at all.
We've only had this form of Netflix for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, you know, they'd mail you DVDs.
Netflix would?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Netflix's original business was they mailed you DVDs and then you'd have to mail them back.
Okay.
It was a... They still do it, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes. It is still a service they provide. They just don't do it as often and not as many people are making those kind of purchases. But yeah, they used to, that Netflix, the, you know, internet movies.
Right.
Bing, bang, boom. But then somehow they turned it into this
everything
empire that everyone else is trying to
recreate.
Yeah. You got, you know, Amazon Prime.
You got
Peacock coming. Apple TV Plus.
Yeah.
Disney Plus. Whatever else has pluses.
Everything.
Maxes. HBO Max. There's a lot of it. So let's start with our number five. What is yours?
My number five is the show You.
That is with Shay Mitchell, correct?
Yes, she's in it. And then the guy from Gossip Girl's in it. Can't remember his name. He's good looking, though.
He was the guy that was Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spoiler
Dan
alert.
Humphries. Or
sure. I never watched the show. I just know about it.
Yeah. So basically, it's
Blake Lively.
It's a thriller. It's a thriller show about a stalker.
It's an obsessive. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's going to be another season coming out, I think, next year, early next year, it's supposed to come out. But the way that it ended was crazy. I just like shows that make you think, and because those are the kind of shows that will keep me up at night to watch the next episode.
Okay.
So I love shows like that.
My number five is all of Dave Chappelle's stand-up.
Oh, okay.
When he left on his journey to Africa after the Chappelle show was over, and then you kind of heard rumblings that he was doing stand-up again, and years and years and years later, you know he's been doing stand-up, he's been working out a lot, got super jacked, And then out of the blue, Netflix stand-up special.
How many did you do?
So we are at number 4, I believe, was the one that just came out.
I've actually, you're going to not like me for this, but I've never watched a Dave Chappelle stand-up before.
It's fine. You're missing out on a lot. But there is this one. I believe it's the second one.
Okay.
And the whole stand-up special is great, but there's an underlying weaving story, and it's about every time he met O.J. Simpson.
Oh, no way.
And it's so
maybe
funny.
Maybe I'll watch that one.
But the newest one's very controversial. The previous three are your traditional, you know, ha-ha-ha, funny. But it is gold. Like, it is some of the best stuff I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot.
Yeah, you have. You know every single... I don't know. Just anything you know.
And I know every single everything you know. Perfect. Write it down. What's number 4?
Riverdale is number 4.
Nice. Love it.
I love it. It came back actually this past Wednesday, 2 days ago. It came back on. I still have to watch the premiere of that episode for season 4, though. But I'm going to hold on to it for Sunday.
So we did not watch Riverdale.
Okay.
Then we binged seasons 1 and 2.
That's what I did. I was like,
holy moly, guacamole.
It gets crazy.
This show's fantastic. We waited till season 3 was over, binge watched that. We're going to watch season 4 around Christmas break.
So you'll be able to binge watch.
The first half.
I usually do that too with shows.
Not purposely,
it just ends up that way.
Veronica's father
is crazy.
Who is played by Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos.
Yeah.
I forget what his name is right now on the show.
I can't remember right now.
But he is, oh my God, I got to look at it. What is his name on the show? Mark Consuelos. What is the character? It's some weird.
It's the last name that they usually go by.
It is some weird name, though. I think it starts
Lodge. They just usually call him Mr. Lodge. No?
Yes, Lodge is Hiram. Hiram Lodge. He is so evil.
I know.
So
and he's going to get more evil this season.
Yes, he's such a villain.
Yeah.
And like he's got the face, he looks like one. Of a guy you're like, oh, I don't like this guy at all. But Hiram Lodge, Riverdale, great show, great choice.
Yeah.
My number 4 is another stand-up, but it's just one specifically.
Okay.
It's John Mulaney's Kid Gorgeous at Radio City Music Hall.
I have no clue who that is.
So John Mulaney used to write on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, nice.
Did you ever watch Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Do you know Bill Hader's character, Stefan?
I don't know. I'm horrible with names, if I saw a picture.
So it was the guy that would go on Weekend Update, and he'd tell you all about the clubs and all the cool places you can go to in New York. And it's one of the funniest things that Bill Hader did on the show. And John Mulaney wrote a lot of that stuff. And he left. He had a sitcom for a minute, but like he has made his name as like one of the funniest stand-ups on the planet. He's best friends with Pete Davidson.
Oh, yeah?
Which doesn't make any sense because
they both were SNL.
But they're polar opposites. They're like 10 years apart in age. One guy dresses in a suit. One guy dresses in Supreme clothes. Like it is, but he is so funny. But that special specifically is really, 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 really good. And it's one of my favorite things that I've watched on Netflix. What's your number 3?
Number 3 is Good Girls. Have you heard of it?
You've watched it, haven't you? Christina Hendricks.
I don't know their
name.
Is
in it. And Retta is in it. And it's three women.
Yeah.
They rob things.
Yes.
Okay.
They rob a grocery store to start. And then everything just falls apart intensely.
Yeah, no, haven't seen
later
it.
Later on.
And the third girl was in the movie The Duff, which also I recommend people watch.
That's a good movie, but
The Duff's great.
I don't know if she was in that.
I think she was The Duff. Mm. A great movie.
But yeah, I love the show because it's about robbing, but it's a comedy. So it's
about heists and thievery.
Yeah. But it's got a comedy aspect to it. So
how many seasons?
So they just finished season 3 and they kind of left it open ended. So I don't know if there's going to be another season or not. I really hope so.
My number 3 is a show that I didn't watch when it was on TV. Everyone else did. I was late to the party. I liked it. Would I rewatch it? No. But I liked it. It's The Office.
Oh, I've never seen that either.
It was tough to start. Season one's really bad. Mm. But it builds momentum, and then towards the end, it gets bad again.
Okay.
But it is, I understand people's love for it, and it's not technically the best thing I've ever seen on Netflix, but it is the most important thing I've seen on Netflix because there is a deep appreciation for that show.
A lot of people do watch it.
That I was missing. I understand the appreciation. I probably won't go back and rewatch it just because it, I don't know. They did another show with Amy Poehler called Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
And that's on Amazon Prime. And that's way, in my opinion, better. Hot topic, hot take. I understand that, but I like it better. Maybe just the cast is more appealing to me than The Office.
For The Office, if you've never seen it before, can you start from like season two or you got to start one?
Absolutely, you can start from season two. Season one's a hard... It got canceled technically after season one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was tough sledding at first. Huh. But yeah, if you haven't seen season one, it's not a big deal. You can definitely start season two and pick it right back up. Don't turn on like season like six and you'd be like, oh, what the heck's going on? What's your number two?
Okay, my number two I'm still upset about because it got canceled a couple months ago. Star. It was amazing. That show, it was such a good show.
I'll take your word.
It was everything.
What was it about?
It's about a girl group, three girls, and they're trying to make it in Destiny's the entertainment Child. Industry. But there's just so much that happens. A lot of drama. It's intense. It's funny. And it's kind of like a better version of Empire. So.
But Empire is still on TV.
I don't know how. I don't know how Empire made it through like seven seasons. And Star
scandals.
Only got two or three. And then, because they were, the way that they ended Star, you were like, okay, there's definitely going to be another season. Oh, and then there wasn't.
Oh, that's the worst.
Crazy.
All right. What's mine yours? Is, again, a show I never watched when it was on TV.
Okay.
It was the first thing I binged on Netflix. And it's one of my favorite shows of all time. It's Chuck.
Chuck? What's that about?
It was a show that was on NBC for 5 years. And every year it was on the verge of being canceled.
Really?
They're like, we're canceling it. And then they wouldn't. And then one of the years they were going to cancel it, but then they got sponsored by Subway.
Oh.
So then NBC's like, okay, we're not going to cancel it. And then it went on Netflix. And it was one of the first things that Netflix got. And it got kind of repopular. Hmm. Like more people were exposed to it. More people liked it. It's about a guy that works at Best Buy, basically.
Okay.
On the Geek Squad. And he becomes an international spy by accident.
No way. That sounds cool.
And it's fun. And it's got great guest stars. And but it ended cliffhanger.
Oh.
Season 5 ends with a cliffhanger.
Is there going to be another one?
Ever since it ended. Years ago. It ended years ago.
Oh, it ended years ago?
Ever since it ended, every time the lead actor goes to like a Comic-Con or anything like that, are you going to make a new movie?
Yeah.
Are you going to make a movie? That's what everyone wants. Can you just make a 90-minute movie and let's wrap this whole thing up?
Right.
Let's get the closure we all need. And he goes, you know, we're working on it. Maybe one day, But again, with Netflix, with Peacock, with Disney
Plus,
at some point, I feel like it might happen.
I mean, Breaking Bad, that was a few years ago, and the movie's only coming out now.
Never know. What's your number one?
My number one is Money Heist.
Never heard of it.
It's so good.
You have the most obscure, random taste in entertainment.
I've told you about Money Heist before.
I guess I forgot about it.
It's about a Spanish money heist.
Naturally.
They go and they rob a place that prints money in Spain.
Okay.
And, man, it's just crazy. So they just finished, was it the second or the third season? On Netflix, but it's you have to watch it. Every single episode, something happens, and you have to watch the next episode.
Well, my number one is more dumb television. It's Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay, it's
on Netflix, six seasons. I've rewatched them like four or five times thanks to Netflix. It's great. Shout out, though, I think yesterday you watched this show by accident.
The Good Place?
You need to watch The Good Place.
I don't know.
It is so good.
I watched a minute of literally a minute.
Three seasons of it are on Netflix now. It is so, so good.
Okay, like, maybe I'll watch 5 minutes.
There are twists, there are turns, but the basics is Kristen Bell dies and goes to heaven.
Yeah.
And then it is kind of, honestly, it gets so crazy.
Okay, I will check it out.
It's so outrageous.
It's a long weekend, so I have time.
And they only wrote it for four seasons specifically. So this next season is the last season.
Okay.
They're doing four. They're calling it a day. And that's on purpose. It's not like they're getting pushed out.
Okay.
They're just like, we're going to wrap this thing up. But I know you tried to watch it by accident. It is so good. All right.
Okay.
What is the best thing you've watched on Netflix? You can let us know by visiting our Facebook page at Jukasa Radio. I am done for the week. Carlos, up next for your afternoon drive. I will talk to you on Tuesday. Enjoy the long weekend.